Okay, let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive today into a guide that really feels like it changes the whole game for mobile performance. It's the Elite Budget Gaming Phone Guide 2026, and the sources you send over all point to this one massive
The
shift.
huge shift. It's the democratization of high-end mobile gaming. I mean,
Right.
for years, if you wanted that true flagship
You
experience,
had to pay for it a lot.
exactly, you had to pay a premium. But now, the very term budget has, completely changed.
Yeah.
We have to reevaluate what entry-level cash can even buy you.
And that's the core of it, right? What was considered top of the line just 2 years ago is now the baseline. So our mission today is pretty simple. We're going to cut through all the marketing noise and get you straight to the new hardware standards. And we'll help you figure out which of these phones actually fits your gaming style, whether that's, raw power, display speed, or just a good daily balance.
And I think the way to frame this is that the old lines between mid-range and flagship, they've just dissolved. We're not really looking at compromises anymore. We're looking at priorities. What specific piece of the performance puzzle did the company maximize?
Right, while trying to save money somewhere else.
That's the key.
So before we even get to the phones themselves, we need to talk about the new standards. What are the absolute non-negotiables to even be considered a good gaming phone in 2026?
And they are surprisingly strict. It's like there's a velvet rope now. First up, the chipset. The minimum is an AnTuTu score over 2 million.
And for anyone who doesn't check benchmarks daily, what does that number actually mean?
It means you're firmly in the territory of chips like the Snapdragon 8's Gen 4 or the Dimensity 8400. Real power.
And with that kind of power, you need the support to back it up.
Absolutely. Which brings us to memory.
12 GBs of RAM is the new minimum. The sources are really clear on this. 8 GB is just insufficient now. It's not enough, especially if you want to multitask. Run Discord, maybe stream. It just can't keep up with a game like Genshin anymore.
It's not just capacity, right? It's about giving the whole system room to breathe.
Exactly. And speaking of speed, storage.
UFS 4.0, that's another mandatory requirement from the guide.
Non-negotiable. And that's not just about how many games you can install, it's about speed. UFS 4.0 is about lightning fast load times.
So no more awkward waiting screens.
You're in the game instantly. But you can have all that, the fastest chip, the most RAM, and it can all be for nothing if you forget one critical thing:
Heat.
heat. And what's fascinating here is how the guide really hammers on cooling. A physical vapor chamber is now mandatory. It's not just a marketing buzzword anymore.
Go with that one.
Without a good vapor chamber, all that fast storage and RAM becomes useless. The phone will hit its thermal limit, throttle itself, and you'll start dropping frings after maybe 20 minutes.
You're just buying a bottleneck. Precisely. It's the difference between sustained performance and a phone that just looks good on a spec sheet. This is the new baseline for thermal survival.
Okay, so we've got the baseline: 2 million AnTuTu, 12 gigs of RAM, UFS 4.0, and that all-important vapor chamber. Let's get into the contenders. We're starting with the two that prioritize just maximum performance, but with, well, with very different philosophies. First up, the POCO F7 Pro.
Ah, the king of raw power. POC has always had this simple, very effective formula.
Which is.
Remove everything that isn't gaming. So, the fancy cameras, the glass backs, get rid of it.
Okay, put the most powerful engine you can find inside.
Exactly. And in this case, the engine is an overclocked version of the Snapdragon 8 Gen 3.
Which was the flagship chip from 2 years ago. Now, is that a risk? Using older hardware, I mean, for future games and support?
That's a great question, but this is actually a brilliant move. You're getting mature, stable silicon. All the initial software kinks have been worked out. So they can focus everything on optimization. And the guide is clear. Its raw power still outperforms almost every brand new 2026 mid-ranger.
And the proof is in the performance. The guide says it ran Call of Duty, Warzone Mobile,
A very demanding gig.
at a stable 90 frames per second on high settings. And the cooling, the LiquiCool 5.0, actually worked.
Yes, sustained performance. The chassis temperature stayed below 42 Celsius after a full hour of gameplay. That's the vapor chamber doing its job.
And the catch, of course, is the camera is mediocre and the build is plastic.
But if you bought the POCO, you knew that. It's a gaming machine first, phone second. You don't care about the plastic.
Okay, so let's shift to the other contender, the Xiaomi 15T. If the POCO is all about raw force, this one is for the gamer who wants what? Visual experience.
Visual experience and input speed. The thing is, competitive gaming isn't just about how many frames you see, it's how fast the phone registers you touching those frames.
Okay.
The Xiaomi has this beautiful CrystalReese AMOLED at 144Hz, which is super smooth. But the crucial feature is the 480Hz touch sampling rate.
Okay, so break that down. What does 480Hz touch sampling actually mean for someone playing a game?
It means the screen is checking for your finger 480 times every second. Your input lag is almost zero. So in an FPS game, when you tap to shoot, that signal registers just a fraction of a second faster than on another phone. It's a real hardware advantage.
You're literally buying faster reaction time.
You are.
And the engine here, the Dimensity 8400 Ultra, is called a battery efficiency masterpiece.
The user example they gave was pretty incredible. 5 continuous hours of Genshin Impact, and you still have 20% battery less.
5 hours of Genshin that's a real testament to MediaTek's efficiency. They weren't chasing the highest benchmark score, they were chasing efficiency under load.
And if you do run out, the 120W charger gets you back to full in just 19 minutes.
Speed on the screen, speed at the plug. For a serious gamer, that's everything. Your break is as long as it takes you to grab a coffee. So moving on from pure performance, let's talk about the models for different kinds of users. First, the Samsung Galaxy A57 5G. This is called the balance choice.
And that's exactly what it is. Samsung is targeting the person who is a gamer, sure, but also needs a great daily driver. They're on Instagram, they're taking photos.
And they want long-term support.
Exactly. The big deal here is that Samsung finally used an AMD architecture GPU in their Exynos 1480 Plus chip.
So it might not win a raw benchmark test against the POCO.
Right. But what it has is stability. And for most people, that matters more. No micro stutters, no weird frame drops. It's a guaranteed smooth floor, not a high but shaky ceiling.
And they've got that software edge with One UI 8, the AI-powered game booster.
Yeah, and it's smart. It's not just clearing RAM.
Yeah.
The AI sees you launched a game, and it aggressively shuts down everything else, focusing all the phone's power on that one task.
And the big selling point for Samsung is always longevity. 4 years of guaranteed updates.
Which is huge.
So if you're playing Mobile Legends or Clash Royale, but you also need waterproofing and a great camera, the A57 is the logical choice.
And then we jump to the polar opposite. The Realm GT Neo 7.
The speed fanatic's phone.
Completely. This is for the teens who love speed crowd. It has this feature, GT Mode 6.0, which is basically a software switch that just overclocks the phone.
It just tells the phone to ignore battery life and go full throttle.
It locks every CPU core to its maximum frequency. It's pure, unadulterated speed for that 30 minutes of glory in a competitive match.
But the truly mind-blowing feature, the one that makes you double-check the spec sheet, is the 240W charging.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture of gaming, this changes everything. This source gives a specific detail here.
5 minutes.
5 minutes plugged in gets you 50% charge back.
50%.
Who is this for? It's for the hardcore gamer who absolutely hates being tethered to a wall. Your charging break is now shorter than finding your next match. It completely removes battery anxiety from the equation.
Okay, we save the wild card for last. The Nothing Phone 4. It's a bit of a surprise to see it here, because on paper, the hardware isn't the strongest.
And that's the whole point of this one. It's a perfect example of smart engineering. Its strength isn't hardware, it's software optimization. Nothing OS 4.0 is the lightest Android skin out there. There is zero bloatware.
And that actually translates to smoother gaming than the specs would suggest. Why is zero bloatware so important?
It's more than just RAM. Bloatware runs background processes that cause tiny, almost imperceptible stutters. They don't show up on a benchmark test, but over a long gaming session, they kill your consistency.
So a clean OS means more consistent frames.
Much more consistent. It's why this phone really punches above its weight.
And they've leaned into their unique design with the Glyph interface for gaming.
Yeah, this is a cool immersion factor. The lights on the back can sync with game audio. They'll pulse red when you shoot or take damage.
So it's another layer of feedback.
It is. And it just shows that smart software can sometimes make up for a slight gap in raw hardware.
It's a really compelling minimalist choice. So what does this all mean? We've gone through 4 very different phones. The good news is you don't have to compromise on performance in the budget space anymore. You just have to know your priority.
Exactly. And the sources give a really clear final verdict. If it's all about raw frame rate and graphics and you just don't care about cameras.
It's the POCO F7 Pro, the king.
No question. But if display speed and input lag are everything to you,
that near zero latency,
then the Xiaomi 15T is the clear winner. You're buying reaction time.
And finally, if you need that true balance package, the waterproofing, great camera, and long-term support,
the Samsung Galaxy A57 is the rational long-haul choice. It's the phone that's great at gaming, but also great at being a phone.
So we started this whole deep dive by saying 2026 is the year mobile gaming was democratized. You don't need a $1,000 phone for flagship speed.
And that leads to the final thought we want to leave you with. Since you don't have to spend all that flagship money anymore, take the budget you saved.
And upgrade the rest of your setup.
That's exactly. Spend that extra cash on a really good mobile controller or a high-quality gaming headset. That elevates the entire experience beyond just the phone itself. You're not just buying an elite budget phone. You're building a top-tier mobile battle station.
Deep dive complete.